Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Samech He, Chulin 65A, pagination is 129. We will start at the two dots towards the top of the page on the sixth line, Aval Omru Chachamim, and we're making reference to the Mishnah on Nun Tesamad Aleph 59A, which told us that the signs of a kosher bird were not written clearly in the Torah, but the Chachamim, the sages, gave us certain guidelines of expectation. And that's true, even in our research today, that we do not rely on the inspections, we rely on a tradition, but even knowing the tradition, we do have indicators as to what the kosher birds are going to behave like and what they're going to look like. So, excuse me, let's simply jump into our Gemara, which will develop much of what was described in the Mishnah. Aval Amru Chachamim, the sages said, Kal Of, these are the descriptions regarding kosher birds. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel said, Do reis ve'ochel, if a bird claws its prey and eats it, biyadua shu tame, that's an indicator that it's not kosher. Yesh lo etzba yesera, if it has the extra finger, which we mentioned the discussion whether this is in the front, facing forward, or it's going backwards. Vizefek, it has a crop, the kurkavano niklaf, and its gizzard can be peeled. Biyadu hashu tar, then you know that it is kosher. Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok Omer, Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok said, there's a behavioral check. Motchil lochut shal meshicha, you could spread out a string. Im cholik es raglav shtayim lekan or shtayim lekan tame, if it spreads its toes, two to the front, two to the back, so then we know that it's tamei, it's non-kosher. Shalosh lekan va'achas lekan, if it positions its fingers three in front and one in back, tahar, that's a sign that it's a kosher bird. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Kol of ha-kolet minu avir tamei. Any bird that grabs mid-ear, that's tamei. Asks the Gemara, Tziparta Nami Miklet Kolta, a kosher bird, either a specific one or such a behavior, is known that a kosher bird would do that too. Amar Abaya, Abaya explained, Kolet ve'ochel ko'amrinon. What we meant was that it actually eats it mid-air as well. Not just that it grabs it and lands somewhere to eat, it actually eats it mid-air. Finally, Acherim Omrim, there are others who say, Shachen im temeyim tamei, im tahorim tahar. You could tell whether a bird is kosher or non-kosher by the company it keeps. A new understanding of the expression, birds of a feather flock together, and we can do such a comparison according to the Acherim and assume that if it's hanging out with non-kosher birds, that it's non-kosher. Keman, who does that ruling go like? That this is an indicator. Kerabi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer. And apparently the Chachamim are a dissenting view and they don't agree with what Rabbi Eliezer said. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Lo lechinam halach zarzil etel orev. It's not for nothing that the zarzir, often translated as the starling, we need to know if that translation is accurate, halach zarzir etel orev. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's not for nothing that the zarzir goes to the orev, the raven. Elam apnei shehu mino. It's the same type. and that's why they hang out together. The statement of Rabbi Eliezer is brought in Baba Kama in the context of Yishmael linking up, Esav linking up with Yishmael. He's joining his type. And Rabbi Eliezer says that's like the Zarzir joining the Orev. And apparently the Chachamim disagree. And therefore, the Acherim who say that you could gauge the kosher status of a bird by the company it keeps would not be according to the Rabbanon, which makes us uncomfortable. The Acherim is only according to Rabbi Eliezer. Answers the Gemara, Afilu Temer Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon hold of this principle, provided that Shachin V'Nidme Ko'amrinon. If not only does it dwell with the other bird, but it also looks like the other bird, then it is indeed of the same status as the other bird. And therefore, if the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in the discussion of Zarzir and Orev, apparently Zarzir and Orev do not look alike. And only Rabbi Eliezer is saying Zarzir and Orev go together, that the Zarzir is just as non-kosher, bad attitude, as the Orev. But if it looks alike, then the Chachamim would agree to such a comparison. An interesting exercise would be to decide to study the common translation of Zarzir as a starling, and see if this bird would match up to the non-kosher criteria that we've been describing. The possibility is that the Zarzir is not to be translated as the starling, and notably, in the Art Scroll Gemara, they translate Zarzir as Zarzir in English transliteration, to avoid this issue of preciseness. In Perek Shira Art Scroll, however, Zarzir is translated as starling, which is also the way Jastrow, for example, translates. But if we were to identify the Zarzir, whatever bird it is, we would want to study that too, whether it's necessarily the starling or a different bird, because that's a bird that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are arguing about whether it's kosher or not. And whenever you want to truly appreciate criteria, you go to the place which is under discussion, where it's not so clear. And at that spot, which kind of transitions, if you were to graph it, between kosher and non-kosher, you could identify a bird that was worthy of a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.